You got your iPad?
No, I don't have my iPad.
I'm going to call this meeting of the Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee to order. At this time, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from the September 10th meeting.
Moved.
Second?
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Sheriff, I imagine you're here for Resolution 425?
Remy, 1, 2, 18, 425, 426, 427.
Okay, so we'll start with 418. Is that all right with everybody?
Absolutely.
Sure. On to a motion for discussion.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
This is approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000. Tyler Technologies.
Tyler Technologies.
Hector's favorite organization. Sheriff, does anybody have any questions for the sheriff's office on it? All right, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 425, authorizing the acceptance of a donation of a trailer vehicle to be used by the opioid response as county law enforcement or Oracle program. All in motion. Moved by Heppner, seconded by Haynes. Sheriff?
This is part of a grant that we haven't heard anything back yet from DOJ.
Mm-hmm.
That you guys approved for us to apply for. We should have heard by the 30th, but we haven't. The trailer is phase one of the overall Oracle plan, which is the preparedness, awareness, and education part of an overall opioid response plan that we're putting together. Mm-hmm. So far, we've Narcan trained over 160 folks that have gotten on the trailer. That trailer goes to the people. So we've taken it to places like the Ulster County Fair, Apple Fest. We did the Ryan Festival, which was on Thursday at Deet Stadium. And we've also been to some of the high schools. So it's a big success, and it's showing people what to look for. The donations were done by the citizens of the county that had loved ones lost. They wanted them to feel part of doing something in response to what happened to them. So the trailer kind of fits that need of closure for them, and I thank them very much. And so it went through the Sheriff's Foundation, and the Sheriff's Foundation is donating it to the Sheriff's Office. And this, once we get it wrapped, we can send it anywhere that's needed in the county. Until we start bringing these numbers down, we're still pretty high, although we're doing much better.
Excellent. Does anybody have any questions?
I would just like to encourage you to continue visiting the school districts. I really think it's needed, especially and not just on the opioid epidemic, but in light of vaping is on the rise. It's really big in the districts, and I encourage you to continue visiting the school districts.
Thank you. I will.
All right, hearing no other discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Next we have 426, which is authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to accept an award for a Department of Homeland Security Preparedness Grant for the Port Security Grant Program for the Sheriff's Office.
So this is the...
Sheriff. Moved by...
Oh, I'll make that motion.
Second.
Moved by Haynes, second by Heppner. Go ahead, Sheriff. Sorry.
So basically, it's a $400,000 grant that we got for a new boat for the Sheriff's Office to cover the over 42 nautical miles on the Hudson River. One of our boats is really, really old, and it really is in need of changing and repair. We're going to be part of a task force with the Coast Guard. We're already co-located with the Coast Guard up in Saugerties. And so this grant is also going to offset some of the costs of our air water rescue teams. So there'll be money for that when we become part of that task force. The cost to the county is going to be about $58,000, $400,000.
Great. And that's the Swiftwater Rescue as well as the dive team?
Correct.
And for those of you who don't know, the Sheriff's Department just recently dedicated the new dive van in honor of Kerry Winters. So.
Thank you.
It's really, it really came out nice.
Thank you.
I saw it on Facebook. Really came out nice.
It's a fitting tribute.
So, That's great, Sheriff. Thank you.
Thank you.
On the resolution, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And lastly, for the sheriff, we have approving the memorandum of agreement between the County of Ulster and the Ulster County Deputy Sheriff's Police Benevolent Association for the years of 18 and 19. Moved by?
Move.
Second.
Moved and seconded. We have representatives of the sheriff's office here. We have representatives of the PBA here. If anybody has any questions about it. And representative of the executive's office who negotiated the contract. I just want to say that I really appreciate, you know, everybody coming to the table in good faith and working out an agreement so we all don't have to waste money to go into arbitration. And the, you know, the PBA really deserves a great deal of credit for that, as well as the executive's office. And from everything that I've been able to ascertain, it's a pretty fair agreement on both sides. So,
I agree.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, just for my own clarification, this the $535,000 that's spread out over the 2 years, right? That represents the increases for both.
Yes.
Okay. Just to make sure. So, that's $160,000 per year for the past 2 years, give or take, right? Like in regular pay, for example, which is like $320,000. I realize it doesn't exactly work out as $160,000, but I'm just saying, like, with that's the ballpark.
It builds on.
Yeah. But that's the ballpark, though, in each instance. I mean, one might be 140 1 year and, you know, whatever, 180 that.
Yeah, 2018 was probably the lower cost year. 2019 is when we gained shift differential and other things.
And it compounds.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Any other discussion?
No, it's a good thing.
All right, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Excellent. Now, just before the sheriff leaves, there was some discussion at the last law enforcement committee meeting, which was a short, hastily held meeting we had out in chambers. There was a discussion about the Facebook post. I spoke with Sheriff Figueroa today. Sheriff, do you want to just give us
sure.
a little overview on the Facebook policy when it comes to posting names?
Right. So in the past, every arrest that was done at the sheriff's office was posted. I would tell you that one of the reasons why law enforcement gets a black eye all the time, because we're the deliverer of bad news, and we're not the press, and we should never be the press. And I changed the policy, basically stating that we will put, as part of the job of this office, is protecting individual rights. And those individual rights are privacy. Privacy is one of the rights that I'm responsible for as a conservator of the peace. A lot of times as well, when folks are applying for jobs, all they have to do is go on social, the employer goes on social media. And if an individual was arrested and the charges were bogus or dismissed, that's always going to be on record, and it's going to stop people from getting jobs in our county. Again, individual rights are important to me and the office. The only things that we'll be posting, obviously, are public safety issues, misdemeanors, and crimes that affect public safety, but minor offenses and misdemeanors will not be posted. Their names will not be posted. Instead, you'll see the age of the person, the town that they're from, and what occurred.
Mm-hmm.
The information will be forwarded to the media, and if they want to publish it, they can publish it.
Jonathan?
And I believe this is a similar policy that the state police...
That is correct. Yes. The state police, they don't use social media to post anybody's name.
Okay.
They have a website.
They have a website where they post.
We can't afford.
Yeah.
But what we did was we added all our, all our arrest points of contacts with the media.
That's arrest points.
And we email them, and if they want to post it in their newspapers, they can. Again, if it's a public safety issue thing, that somebody committed a bunch of larcenies like happened recently in Gardner, mm-hmm. that name's going to be out there, because maybe this individual, you saw him next to your car, and you realize that that's probably the guy that stole my wallet, and we wouldn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So that type of stuff, felonies, high-end crimes, homicides, those names will continue to be posted. Again, because it's a significant public safety issue, but it's if it's just an individual that hurt themselves and it's a minor offense, we're not going to be posting their names on social media anymore. And that was in effect as of May 1st.
Are there any other questions for the sheriff? Mr. Donson?
Yeah, I'm not on the committee, but I do have a resolution before the committee tonight. It's in reference to establishing an Ulster County Criminal Justice Reform Task Force. And it's really about addressing some of the issues that the state has come down with. You know, we're reducing the age, pre-trial notifications, the bail, the change with the bail is coming forth. So I'm looking to put together a task force that's going to be addressing that. And I do have you as someone that, you know, can appoint or yourself or whoever to a member to that, because you're going to be affected just like the DA, just like the Absolutely. Public defender and you know, some of the organizations, the local organizations, hopefully that have been involved in this, you know, these types of items. Also, we have, you know, considering restorative justice that we haven't been considering. So it's a number of things that we're trying to address that the state has changed. So I would hope that you would not have a problem with either serving or having somebody.
Sure, we'll send somebody. I'll go myself. Sure. Right.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Anybody else? All right, thank you, Sheriff. I really
thank you.
Appreciate it.
I do have one last thing. Yes. I do have for all. I have a PowerPoint presentation that was sent to me by the Sheriff's Association mm-hmm. in regards to the new discovery laws, the red flag laws, bail reform, and mm-hmm. I'll email that to Jay, and Jay can send it out to everybody, just so you can know. It's,
that'd be excellent.
It's great because it kind of breaks it down. It actually throws scenarios out there that we deal with on a regular basis and explains how we're going to, you know. The DA's office is also going to go around and teach everyone. Mm-hmm. They're going to go and put their, what they want us to do when it comes to arrests with the new laws that are coming up. But this is something that was done by the State Sheriff's Association, and we go up there and lobby on a regular basis. And okay, he did a phenomenal job. You'll see it when I email it to Jay.
I actually have a question on that. Sure. Just while you're here and talking about the criminal justice reform, one thing that I haven't been able to figure out, and I may have asked you this question before, is, you know, the ending of custodial arrests for e-felony and lower, the aggravated DWI is a e-felony, which of course now becomes a custodial arrest. Where do you know? Because they get booked in at the station, but they get an appearance ticket, right?
Not necessarily. The judge can make that determination and suspend his or revoke his license. He can actually detain him before he goes to after 3 days. He can hold him locally for 3 days, and then afterwards he's got to go in front of a county court, a Supreme Court judge.
Even with the bail reform, because it wouldn't be eligible for bail under bail reform either.
If he's inebriated and it's an e-felony, let's say he was involved in a pursuit. And those are all mitigating factors.
I understand, yeah.
Yep. Okay. As a matter of fact, there are some of those scenarios on this PowerPoint.
Okay, good, because it hasn't made sense to me. It's right. Like you have to give them a ride home, too.
Because
where do you keep them?
It's a tough time, and it's going to be some adjusting for a lot of us. You know, somebody called me up today and says, well, you know, my job's not to make the law. My job is to uphold the law. So
yep.
Whatever the law is that comes down, it's my job to
right.
uphold it, whether I like it or not.
Right.
And so we have to adjust. And I'm sure the laws, if they're not working, will be adjusted. It's just going to be
perhaps.
A matter of time.
Unless they're happening.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just had a question for the sheriff. Legislator Haynes touched on it. I know today the court put a hold on the governor's executive action in terms of vaping products. However, I also just recently read an article about a major arrest that was done in a county in Wisconsin for the distribution of counterfeit cartridges, the cartridges with the, you know, THC oils. I was just curious, you know, what kind of, you know, your thoughts, any type of, you know, issues you're seeing in Ulster County.
It's like anything else in law enforcement. There's a big issue that pops up when we start seeing individuals going to hospitals,
mm-hmm.
and we have to take corrective
yeah.
actions,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we'll do. There are other more important things that are going on right now,
mm-hmm.
but I'll look at it.
Yep.
And if that, you know, I don't think we have a big issue with that here.
Yeah, I don't think there's been any reported cases
but,
in Ulster County.
But obviously, we'll, you know, we'll take a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, as far as I know, there's nobody ending up in hospitals because
yeah.
of vaping, and A lot of this stuff is controlled by the state liquor authority. They send out teams.
Okay.
You can easily reach out to them,
okay,
and they'll send undercovers down to see if it's kind of like buying cigarettes and underage. And the guy who actually runs that is a former Ulster County resident.
Vince Bradley.
We can always reach out to him. And
yeah.
I'm sure he can send a team down here.
Thank you.
But we'll definitely look at it.
It wasn't on my radar, but I'll look at it. Also, like I said, the prevention end is a component that's huge.
We do talk about that in the trailer.
In the school districts, in that Oracle trailer. Get that trailer out to those districts.
We do talk about
that. Because it's on
the
rise in a junior high. It's bad.
Well, I mean, they've
and it's
been
not even with the THC. It's just the vaping.
Well, and juuling in particular, because it's so easy to hide.
Yep. Yeah, it's really it's.
We do discuss that when people come through the training and the trail. I know I told you what the trail actually is. It's a mock bedroom and bathroom to the telltale signs of someone that's addicted. You go through and you can see what most people would just walk by. When you look through, you're like, oh, wait a minute.
An invitation to any legislator or any person that wants to come to one of the events, or we can bring it out here during a legislative meeting if you want to walk through.
One of the things that we do notice is that if you make that the focal point, nobody's going to show up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. People still have a stigma associated with it. If it's at a county fair or it's at a specific...
A town festival.
People would be like, oh, let me just stop by. It's just funny how the brain works.
Mm-hmm. It was at Hope Rocks, right?
And it was at Ryan.
Narcan training there.
The fair
we did a lot of Narcan training.
All day.
Good stuff.
Excellent. Any other questions for the sheriff?
No, thank you.
Anything else from you, Sheriff?
No, thanks, guys. I appreciate
your
support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of the folks in the Sheriff's Department.
Thank you all.
Go see you, Tom.
So next we'll move back to Resolution 410, which is establishing the Ulster County Criminal Justice Reform Task Force. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move it.
Second.
All right, resolution moved and seconded. Legislator Donaldson, would you like to talk a little bit about it?
Well, hopefully people read through it. I think one of the things I'm trying to address, because we have not been addressing them, unfortunately, we're kind of caught behind an eight ball a little bit. There's a number of things that have come down from the state. Of course, there's been a change in the county executive, and so there's a lot of, moving. There's not enough movement at this point for us. As a legislative body, we need to help, sort of create policies that we need to deal with some of the new things that are coming down, the change of the age, to reduce the age, the bail issue, the pretrial issues, pretrial notification. We have to figure out how we're going to be doing that to make it much more effective than what it is now, of course. And I know personally myself, it's not it wasn't as bad because I had a ticket down in Woodbury Commons.
Yeah.
Well, I got an appearance 10 months later, and I was gonna plead not guilty because what happened was they moved the barrier when I was inside and came back out. And then I got a ticket. I'm like,
yeah. We all know you're an outlaw, Dave.
Well, I probably am, but that's besides. But anyway, so I pleaded not guilty. They gave me a 10-month thing. I forgot all about it by the time it came up. Missed it, and I ended up having to pay extra for it.
Yeah.
But anyway, that could be really a serious problem for somebody that with a being arrested.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an issue that's got to be dealt with also. And of course, all of this is not restorative justice, but restorative justice is another issue that we've been trying to grapple with. We put up a building with its name, but we really don't have the programs to go with it. And what we need to do is start looking at this to create these programs. And so that's why we're putting it together. It's got the DA in it. It's got the public defender. I asked the sheriff, which he agreed. Mm-hmm. We're going to get some members from the community that will be involved, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And then I did not add anything in the county executive, but I would certainly hope that they would be part of it. And if they wanted, I could add that. I just didn't want to be presumptuous to say, maybe you guys might want to have somebody from probation.
I mean, if I could, before you jump in, Mark, I don't think that we're not doing anything on Raise the Age and things
right.
And we have friends from the probation department who I think could give you examples on many of the things that we're doing. But I agree with you that, you know, I think that this is a good idea, especially from our end, because, you know, there's going to be a lot of funding changes. There's a lot of things that we don't know how it's, I mean, the sheriff and I were on the phone earlier today, and we were talking about bail reform and the changes that that's going to bring to the population of the Ulster County Jail, because we may lose 50% of the population of the jail. But the one thing that the sheriff had brought up that I hadn't thought about was, you know, on a lot of these lower level crimes, where when it finally goes to trial and there's a conviction, you get credit for time served when you were in on bail, yeah, when you were in because you didn't post bail. Those people are now going to be serving a full sentence on the back end. So we may lose jail pop in the beginning and then gain it on the back end from people serving time in county jail on these smaller crimes. So I know that there's going to be a quick push to try and get the Commission on Corrections to come in and change staffing because of the front end, you know, lower populations of the jail. But I think we should take pause in that and try to wait until the back end. But I think that, you know, it's a great opportunity to this task force. So, Mark, you wanted to go first, and then Jonathan.
Yeah, Mark. Oh, no, absolutely.
Go ahead, John.
I was just gonna just one thought I had. You know, I share Legislator Ronk's agreement that I think it's a good idea for the legislature to have, you know, an advising body. But, you know, I thought it was helpful during my time on UCAN. Mm-hmm. But the only one little concern I had, and just for, you know, because I want it to be successful, is that the report says that the report and recommendations no later than 6 months. I just, you know, I think that's going to be that's a tall
you can't remember that too.
Order. You know, just, I mean, right now I'm on the Solid Waste Commission, and we have a high-priced consultant, and we're still, you know, running full speed trying to hit our deadline of that's been more than 6 months, you know. So I just wanted to point that, you know.
Right. Well, we could I would rather keep it like that, but I mean they would, you know, they could request the extensions and things of that nature, because
okay.
I, you know, we are having to face this now.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, and that's just what we're kind of, you know, grappling with.
Mark?
A couple quick comments. I know when this first iteration of this, I think it was the Restorative Justice Task Force, right? And so then I had a little bit of a different thought because there already is Restorative Justice Advisory Committee advises, that isn't advising the legislature, but advises probation and others involved in that. Now I see it's more of a criminal justice reform task force. If it does pass, I would ask that somebody from probation be involved, and if it's meant to just advise the legislature, that's fine.
If I could add that to it, if they, in the past we've always had a little trouble with that. So I mean,
well, that's
we do have a different county executive.
It's up to the county executive whether or not, you know, the county executive would like his staff to serve. Normally, and normally these resolutions have a clause in them that says that, you know, the executive departments may provide logistics assistance, things like that.
That would be fine. I mean, I think trying to have somebody talk about Raise the Age that isn't in probation, even the public defender and the DA, they're not involved nearly as much
as the
probation department.
Yeah,
and so I think it would be a loss not to have somebody in that room there.
It would be a travesty if probation was not at least invited to participate in the meetings, for sure.
And I'll let Nancy talk about this, but I do know we already have a criminal justice
council,
which includes the DA, the sheriff, probation, and others.
Defender.
And is that by the charter or is that state statute?
I don't know if we ever got to the bottom of.
I'm pretty sure it's in the state statute.
I think it's a state statutory requirement.
It's in our rules for our ATI programs to use the council, and it defines who has to be part of it. But I don't know where that came from.
But it used to be appointed by the legislature, and then when the county executive took over, the county executive appropriated the appointment. So,
but if the idea of this is just to advise the legislature on who on policy, then I mean, I don't think the executive's office has an opinion on that.
Okay.
So if you want to, we could can we drop the amendment to add, you know, probation as
what was the language that
or whatever language Ken talked about or whatever. If there's something about executive departments. Did you have some concern about the language of the resolution?
There were just a couple of things that I wanted to correct, or I'm not sure if that, just to offer this, that the where it says that 10% of criminal matters involving 16 and 17 year olds are handled through Ulster County probation, that was prior to raise the age. Now 100%?
Yeah.
Not exactly 100%, because DWIs still go to criminal court when they involve 16, 17 year olds, the informed traffic matter. And low level, like harassment, discounts, still go to criminal court. But misdemeanors, felonies, all now come through probation. So I just would want
to. You could amend that to say the majority of.
So a 16 year old gets, so let me get this straight, a 16 year old gets a DWI. And they go to criminal court. A 16-year-old murders a guy, and they go to probation and family court.
Well, they go through the youth part.
They go to the youth part, right.
So they go to the youth part, and we are required at the youth, we are required to be part of that system. So.
And harassment goes to criminal court.
That is insane.
And in the beginning of the year, we were seeing the different law enforcement jurisdictions. Somebody beats somebody up, they'd go, we don't want to send you to family court. That's harassment. And they'd send them.
Were they rolling dice in Albany when they were writing this thing? Or? Sorry. That was rhetorical.
So I just wanted to just correct that has changed since age law took effect. And then in the next paragraph, the October of 2018 was when 16-year-olds became part of the family court system, and the 17-year-olds as of October 1st this year.
Sorry, I'm writing language while I'm sitting here.
Do you want to update that, Dave?
Sure.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Do you know what they're updating?
These two.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure, because that's an honest that's an honest question that Jay needs to be asked before we vote. So moved and seconded to amend. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment passes.
It doesn't include that.
I understand. I'm working on it. How about this? It'd be a new resolved underneath the I guess it would be the a new fourth resolved. It's where it would make sense to me. Resolve that the executive's office shall provide the assistance of such departments that he or she deems appropriate.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'll give you the line. I'll give you mine, Jay. Actually, I wrote it right on the yellow copy, so you're welcome. Is there any more discussion on the resolution? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Excellent. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you. And thank you for your help, Ken.
My pleasure. I'm nothing if not helpful.
We won't go that far.
All right, I didn't figure you would.
Having a good moment.
No, I didn't figure you'd go that far. The next resolution is 428, amending Capital Project 482, Countywide Radio System, Department of Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. Do I hear a motion?
Move it.
Second.
Moved by Heppner, seconded by Haynes. We have Steve Peterson here from Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. Does anybody have any questions?
I just have one. I know we got an email about this today, but I didn't get to fully comprehend it all. Was there any concerns? No? Okay. If you guys are good, I'm good.
All right. Hearing no other discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you.
And then we're moving into the probation resolutions. So we have Resolution 430 authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Office of Victim Services for funding under the Victim and Witness Assistant Grant Program. Department of Probation, moved by Heppner, seconded by Haynes. Discussion?
I really don't have any. I'm familiar with it.
Okay. Hearing no questions, I won't ask you for answers. all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Resolution 431, authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services Sexual Assault Crisis and Prevention Program, Department of Probation.
Move.
Second.
Moved by Heppner, seconded by Haynes. Discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And that's all that you guys have? And
Stop DWI.
Geez, sorry. I saw Stop DWI, and then I forgot to notice the words right before it, which was probation. Resolution 432, approving the Ulster County 2020 Stop DWI program plan and authorizing the chair of the legislature to execute all IMAs required under the plan.
Move.
Second. Moved by Heppner, seconded by Haynes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now you're done.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you for all you do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hold on. The next meeting.
No.
What? Just that. Probation Director Schmidt is already prepared to make a presentation to the committee on the effects of Raise the Age, Restorative Justice, and Bail Reform.
Tonight?
No.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, I was told to read it, so I just do what I'm told. No, not tonight. But we appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about it because
yeah,
I think that
it's gotta be informative.
There's still a lot of real concerns about the effects. You know, things sound good in the abstract, but
I have lots of information to share with you. But Jay told me I didn't have to do it tonight, so I didn't bring it with me. But the November meeting, was that when you were thinking of doing it?
We, I believe, are going to now have a discussion amongst ourselves about holding a special meeting to invite the departments in to come talk about the budget. And at that meeting, we would be inviting you if you're available. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all right. There's a lot down there, and I didn't think I needed to read it all. And I figured it said Probation Director Schmidt, so that's where you wanted me to start.
That's good enough.
Thank you again, Nancy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I doubt usually.
Yeah,
for no profit, it doesn't.
We have no old business, and
that's the only resolution.
And we don't have anything in new business either. So the only new business I have is to have a discussion about the next meeting. Is there any days that work better or worse for anybody?
Where are we at? What date-ish?
I would think the last week of the month might make sense.
We have no committee meetings or anything that long.
That's
the 25th? Isn't that like the week of Thanksgiving?
That is, yeah.
No, you're off. No, October. You're in
October. Oh, I'm not even in the right
Jay's line. New nickname is Jay with the good calendar.
Oh, well, you thought you said next month.
Huh?
November meeting, right?
You said a November meeting.
No, Nancy said November meeting. I talked about a special meeting this month to talk about the budget.
Okay, cool. Okay, the last week.
The last week would be the 28th through the 31st.
Okay, 31st is Halloween. I'm really not available in the evening.
I wouldn't think anybody's going to be.
Yeah. I mean, you can do any day. The idea is the budget's out. Still take a look at your
right.
Department budget and benefit.
What about Tuesday the 29th?
Works for me.
That actually looks like that works for me.
Yeah, I could do the 29th.
Tuesday the 29th, 5:30? 6?
Yeah.
6?
6 would be better.
6 would be better.
Does that work for you, then?
Yeah.
I mean, I can make 5:30 work, too.
I can make 6 work.
Yeah, 6 is good.
6 o'clock. Why don't we plan on that unless something happens in the meantime? And then we'll be able to invite all of the departments that we oversee to come in and give us sort of an overview about their budgets and ask some questions. That way we can move into our budget consultants and our public hearings and our process with the most knowledge possible. Excellent. We need to reschedule our next meeting, which falls on the eve of Election Day.
Right. Okay. This is what I was confused about.
that was the next one at the bottom.
Okay. All right. So our next meeting would be the 4th, and it can't be.
It could be, but there are several of us that are probably going to have other things to do that night.
She laughs.
I know.
Yeah, she does laugh. She's not laughing with us. She's laughing at us. what's everybody think? Is this a bad night for you, Lynn? Because
I can do it as long as you just give me enough time. By the time I get out of class, I could get here, you know, safely by 5:30.
Is there anybody that's also on environment?
I am.
All right.
Oh, that's right. We can.
You both are.
I'm forgetting that.
I mean, do we think we'll have how long do we need?
What about Public Works? Neither of you are on Public Works. None of us are on Public Works.
We can also wait until resolution deadline if you want.
That's what I think we should do, and then see what the...
Okay. Do you want to just leave it open-ended until resolution deadline, and then we'll see what happens after that?
Yeah, because today with 9 resolutions and the sheriff here, we did it in 45 minutes, so 30 minutes could very likely be doable.
Okay. And Legislator Eckert, before you got here, we had addressed the sheriff's Facebook policy.
Oh,
so
right.
The short answer, he gave a long answer. The short answer is offenses where they deem a danger to public safety, thefts, assaults, things like that, are going to be publicized with the name. He gave an example of the gentleman in Gardner who was arrested for stealing out of cars. Then if you've seen that gentleman near your car and you were missing your wallet, you kind of know where to look.
Right. Okay.
But petty crimes, misdemeanors, unlawful possession of marijuana, DWI, yeah. Those things are going to be name withheld and have the just like the age and the town of the okay. defendant.
Okay.
So, and the sheriff and I talked about that earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Too.
Okay.
Just in case he wasn't able to make it, I wanted to make sure I had an answer.
Yeah. On its face, it seemed inconsistent, so it's good to get some
clarity. It now makes more sense to me, where the more dangerous felony crimes, that could be a danger to public safety.
Right.
So. All right. Does anybody have anything else to bring before the committee this evening?
I'll just say well done.
Oh, thank you.
Seamless. Like
I did what I can. I was willing to yield the gavel.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn made by Legislator Heppner.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Haynes. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.